Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to Total SF Heather Knight, and I think you should do most of the talking right now because I am semi-conscious.
I feel so bad for you. You have basically become like a brand new dad where you have to wake up every couple of hours all night in panic because your house is flooding.
Yes, my home is two things. My home in Alameda. It is on an island where the island is just a few feet above sea level. Whenever John King does one of those stories, like what's sea level rise going to do, Alameda disappears. And number two, half of our living space is a converted basement 3 feet below ground. This is not a great combination. I've been fighting to mitigate flood damage most of the week. You compared it to having a baby. That is a very good comparison with the feedings every hour in the middle of the night. I think the perfect comparison is the classic Battlestar Galactica episode 33, where the Cylons, biomechanical or mechanical beings, keep attacking Battlestar Galactica every 33 minutes, and they just are sleep deprived. You know this episode, right, Heather?
I was just going to say, I have no idea what you're talking about, but I will take your word for it.
This is kind of sad. Usually you would start making fun of me or make a Star Trek IV reference or make fun of me for sci-fi, but like I'm almost feeling like you're giving me pity right now.
I am. I just can't imagine. Luckily, being in San Francisco, I'm on a hill. This is not happening to me. I feel really bad for you. I mean, this on top of dropping your phone in the bay, it's just been a really rough start to 2023.
Very much so. There's no good segue here. When I'm done spending money on dehumidifiers to dry out my home, I'm going to want to do some free things in San Francisco, Heather, which leads us to this episode.
Yes, I'm sure that you're spending a lot of money to combat all the flooding, so we need to be cost conscious going forward. Our episode last week about the best things to do in 2023 was a big hit, one of our most popular episodes ever. So we're seizing the moment and capitalizing on the success with a sequel. And this time it's things you can do for free in 2023.
Yeah, with Stuart Shuffman, Broke-ass Stuart. I am so glad that we invited Stuart. We knew we were going to do this episode and invited him kind of last minute, and Stuart really brought it.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun to talk to. I have known him for years. I wrote about his race for mayor against the late Ed Lee several years ago. He came to prominence two decades ago as a 20-something in the city living on the cheap, and he came up with his name, Broke-ass Stuart, has a website and zines and does a lot of writing about living cheaply in San Francisco. He jokes that, you know, in his 40s now, Broke-ass Stuart isn't such a great name. He wishes that it was no longer accurate. But he had so many great ideas for things to do for free, some of which I'd never even heard of. So this is a great episode for newcomers to the city and locals alike. I think you'll hear something new that you hadn't known before.
Yeah, excellent episode. I should warn people right now, usually this is a pretty clean podcast. Sometimes it isn't. This is one of those sometimes it isn't situations in terms of language. So if you're bringing the kid to soccer practice or swimming practice, just know there are a few F-bombs here. Stuart did not hit the record, which was by Jello Biafra, but comes pretty close. So there's a little bit of profanity here, just a warning ahead of time if you've got kids in the car and they've never heard it before.
It's just the words, too. Nothing, no dirty concepts. It's just the F-bombs. So I don't think it's so bad.
Not so bad. I'm Peter Hartlub here with Heather Knight, broadcasting from atop a paddleboard in my bedroom. And this is Total SF.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to the podcast. Brokeass Stuart Schuffman. What level are we at? What do I call you? First name basis, Mr. Schuffman.
Mr. Brokeass.
Senior Brokeass, yeah. You can call me Stuart.
Well, welcome to the Chronicle Archive. Heather, welcome. Welcome to you both. It's like hailing out thunder.
We barely made it here alive through lightning strikes and emergency flood warnings and hail. It's crazy out there.
Yeah, it is wild out there, honestly. And last night, I've never experienced wind like this. I think like my window was making like it sounded like honking geese. It was, it was wild.
I woke up at like 3 a.m. and it sounded like people were throwing golf balls at my windows, but it was just giant hail. So weird.
I drove totally off brand for Heather and I. I drove to the Cal Academy garage, plenty of spaces, by the way, but I had to go to the Cal Academy and I couldn't take the ferry in my bike, which is my preferred mode. So I'm on the way there picking up my editor, Sarah. It starts hailing on our car and I'm like halfway to Cal Academy. And then my phone just like starts talking and telling me, it was like, flood warning, get off the road now or you will die. And I just kept going, made it okay. And then we get out of the Cal Academy like an hour and a half later and it's like sunny out. I thought like 7 days had passed.
It's so strange. Yeah.
What if you didn't make it? What if you like you died and this is purgatory and you're stuck here forever with us?
Oh my God. Oh no.
You know, Heather would, within an hour, Tony Bravo would have been sitting in the seat. she would have notified my next of kin, and then next text would have been to Tony, and he would be sitting here right now. You would be recording in this
spot. We would record a eulogy for you, though.
Thank you.
You'd get a whole episode.
That's so sweet. Thank you.
Is your obituary pre-written like we talked about?
We had a good pre-written obituary discussion, which I think that's worth its own. Yeah. An episode somewhere down the line. Well, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for coming. And we're talking about free stuff in San Francisco. Our last episode was 14 things to do in San Francisco in 2023. People loved the episode. So we're coming back with free things to do in San Francisco. And immediately your name just like popped up. It was like a bat signal went up. What does your bat signal look like?
Dollar sign with an X through it, maybe? I don't know.
How did you come up with the name Brokeass Stuart? And you were just telling us before we hit the record button that you called yourself that in your early 20s and had no idea.
If I knew that I'd still be doing this, you know, I started this when I was like 24, and if I knew that I'd be doing it when I was like 41, I might have chosen a name that didn't drive off advertisers as much. You know, like who wants to be called with broke or ass? You know, luckily we do find advertisers enough. But if you're the, you know, the Ford Motor Company, you're like, why would I fuck with this guy? Can I say the fuck word?
You can.
Okay, you good. Can. We just put a little E explicit.
I thought so, I get it, so it's Fouquet.
yeah, just if kids, you know, if like parents are bringing their kids to soccer practice, which they couldn't now because it's hailing on everybody, then they get a little warning in the beginning.
That's fair.
So it's cool. And since you used one, you might as well just go.
Jahamana.
Cool, yeah. I'm indulgent like that.
Yeah, Jello Biafra has the record, I think, of F-bombs. But but you were saying you're...
How did I get started?
Tell us a bit about your backstory.
Yeah, so I was working in a candy store in North Beach. It's still there, called Z Chocolato. It's haunted, by the way.
You have to come back for Halloween.
Yes, I can tell you that story another time. This woman who came into the candy store, she came in with the guy who actually grew up in my neighborhood in San Diego. And as they're walking out, she gives me her card. It's a travel writer. I said, I want to be a travel writer. And so I decided to make myself a travel writer. And I started a zine, Brokeass Stuart's Guide to Living Cheaply in San Francisco. And that became a second zine, which got a bunch of, you know, awards and like the Guardian stuff. And then I got to do Writing for Lonely Planet. And then, one foot in front of the other. And, you know, eventually get my own books, Brokeass Stuart's Guide for New York and San Francisco. A TV show in 2011, and mayoral run in 2015.
I covered your mayoral run.
You did, thank you. And then a host of a bunch of other crazy stuff. But yeah, and then this whole website thing that I do, it's just been going on now forever.
Yeah. Does it get harder to live broke in San Francisco?
I've got rent control, which like, real talk. There's four things that allow me to keep doing this. A, I've got rent control. B, I don't like own a car, so there's no like payments or gas. C, I don't have kids. Mm-hmm. And I'm healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, if any of those things change, knock on, I don't know if this is real wood, but knock on wood like thing.
this is not real wood.
This is right. Right. Knock on wood.
Knock on formica.
Perfect. Just, yeah. If any of those change, I don't know if I can keep doing this because, yeah, as you all know, there's not a lot of money in this whole thing. You know, yeah, especially like, I mean, I envy you all in the sense that you get to just, you do many things, but you don't have to worry about how things get paid for.
Right.
You know, you don't
we have that part figured out.
Right. Please. You know, and what I do is I don't do that much writing for Broke Ass Stewardess anymore. I still do some, but I do freelance writing still. But also, I'm business development, sales, marketing, yeah, social media, all this stuff. Me and my business partner, Alex, we do a lot. So, yeah, luckily I can keep doing this. And it'd be nice to be less broke, though, and not have to worry.
Do you love San Francisco as much as you did back in those candy store days?
It's a different city, and I'm a different person, but I do love this. I do love the city a lot.
Yeah.
I do. I'm here, and I plan on being here. Where else am I going to go? My whole job is right about San Francisco.
Yeah.
But I brought you presents.
You did?
Oh, yeah. What?
We love presents.
So, right at the end of last year, I put out a new publication. It's like a zine, more than a zine, but not quite a book. It's a collection of 20 years of writing about San Francisco. It's,
oh, wow.
It's called Slouching Towards Neverland.
Oh, I love that.
And you listeners at home or in your car can get it on my website at shop.brokeassteward.com. This is for you.
Thank you.
And this is for you. And it covers...
thank you.
You know, starting back when I was an intern at Bill Graham Presents in 2002, it covers, like, starting with my journal there, it goes all the way up to the past 20 years of my writing about this city. And it's pretty cool. Going through it, I was like, man, I'm proud of this stuff I've done. I've done a lot of thinking and talking and writing about this place. So,
yeah.
That's awesome. I think you'll dig in. Like I said, it's for sale. It's for sale.
Oh my gosh, look at you here.
I know. I was like 21 in that photo.
Oh my God, there's photos of you. Ugh.
I don't know. So I've been promoting it that much. So here it is. It's shop.brokeassteward.com. It's called Slouching Towards Neverland. You're going to love it.
I'm excited. Thank you for bringing these copies.
Thank you so much for the book. And thank you so much for, you know, that we get to download your brain right now.
Yeah.
I think what we should do is Heather and I should make picks, but after each one of our picks, you get to make a pick because you are the expert here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
And do we have rules, Heather?
It has to be entirely free.
Yeah.
It has to be in San Francisco. And it has to be something you can actually do. We have this rule for every draft, like no magical realism. I'm going to ride a unicorn to Alcatraz or something.
Yeah, that only happens at Burning Man, okay?
Yeah, so Heather, tradition here, Heather tries to always pick things that I'm going to pick and watch me get enraged. And Heather, Heather also gets to go first.
This pick will surprise nobody, seeing as how it takes place on Carfree JFK Drive, which I love. Oh, now JFK Promenade. There is currently a display called Entwined there in Peacock Meadow near the Conservatory of Flowers. It is on every night with LED lights in the shape of trees and foliage, and it lights up in all different colors. Each one now has a QR code, so you can point your phone at it and then independently program how the lights are going to flash, like a rainbow pattern or what have you. I went there with my kids recently. Note to listeners, because of all this crazy rain, the meadow is now flooded, but the lights are still on. You just can't get as close at the moment, but you could take really cool photos of the lights reflected in all the flood water. I don't know, it could be Instagram worthy. So then you can walk on Carfree JFK Drive, take in the doggy diner heads, relax in those yellow Adirondack chairs that have been placed around the street. So I think that could be a very fun evening.
Well, you just took one of mine.
Oh, yay! Oh,
it's called the Golden Mile, by the way.
Yes, this is the Golden Mile.
And there's a wine garden and beer garden, and you can do the Lindy Hop on Sundays.
Yes,
and some roller skating.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, the roller skating, that's fun to watch, too.
Yeah.
Now, I roller skate, but I've just sat there and eaten a sandwich and just watch great people watching.
Yeah.
And the Rhododendron Dell with the right. John McLaren statue.
And the Rose Garden. There's so much there. I mean, you could have weekends and weekends of free fun there.
Absolutely.
Good pick. And it was not mine, but you stole Stewart's.
And note to listeners, the Entwine lights are up until March 12th, so go by then.
Awesome. Good one. Stewart, what's your first?
So this is... It can be free if your friend brings the LSD, all right?
I'm intrigued.
It's Golden Gate Park, and we've done this thing where you at noon, you take a hit of acid at the DMV, at the...
didn't steal this from me.
At the tip of Golden Gate Park at the Panhandle, with a point of making it to the Ocean Beach, by sunset. And if you are not on LSD, or you can do mushrooms, or fucking pot brownies, whatever,
yeah.
But I like LSD a lot. If you're not, if you're totally, you know, straight in the head, it's an easy hour and a half walk. But on acid, it's a great 8 hours, you know? And I mean, and there's so many things to discover that, you know, I mean, I've lived here for 20 years and there's so many things I discovered that I didn't discover, I'd never discovered before. And when you're on psychedelics, there's things that happen that maybe don't happen otherwise. Like, you know, we came across a guy walking a duck on a leash.
Was he really?
He was really there. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I even like, it was like, we popped out at the park to grab a beer or two at the liquor store, and there's this lady who I think she spends most of her time outside the liquor store. I was like, "Hey, lady, is that really happening?" Like, I'm like, "I'm fucked up, but not that fucked up." She's like, "Yeah, I don't know, man. It looks real to me." But yeah, so that's definitely you know, people have been taking LSD in Golden Park for decades. Yeah, it's a tradition.
And now it's like it's more accepted, like microdosing, like even you know, I'm sure. A lot of my parents are probably microdosing right now.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, good one. That was not on my list.
That's a zinger right there for the draft.
I am picking as my number one Sundown Cinema with the SF Parks Alliance. Movies have been shown in San Francisco for quite some time. I think Dolores Park, there was an independent group doing it. A lot of people have jumped into it. I don't know anybody who's doing it better than the SF Parks Alliance. They pick 8 different parks and then pair them with movies. Usually it's a combination of San Francisco movies and just real crowd pleasers with a group. Last year they did Sister Act 2 at Dolores Park in May and closed. Actually, their second to last one was Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings at Crane Cove Park, which I loved. I don't know if anybody was out there on paddle boats or anything, but in my head they were. usually runs from, you know, mid-May, end of May through October, those months that aren't rainy in San Francisco. And I've been to a few of them and just great vibes. It reminds me of the movie series that Heather and I put on, our Total SF Movie Night. You know, the movie's good, but the crowd is what kind of elevates it. And I just love that the SF Parks Alliance does this. It's almost like a wine pairing with food. They tend to do like a movie pairing with the park.
Oh, that's
and
great.
It's great. And Heather, they did Star Trek IV last year, so they probably won't do it this year. You'll be okay. She hates Star Trek.
Well, I still think we should do one of our Total SF movie nights in a park or outdoors somewhere. So let's think about that for this year.
All right, you're number two, Stuart.
Me? Okay.
Yeah. It's going to keep going back to you. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. There's this thing called the Museum of the Hidden City. Do you know this?
No.
Oh.
So there's an app you download, and it's augmented reality. It's AR, right? You go around, and it tells you the story of the bulldozing and the gentrifying of the Fillmore District in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, by Justin Herman but it's AR, so you can go around with your phone and it goes, there's a path that tells you the whole story and multiple sides of the story from some of the stakeholders as well as some of their descendants, and there's narrators.
Wow.
And what's cool is you can go with your phone and you can hold it up to like certain buildings and see like what the building looked like, you know, 40, 50 years ago. You know, and like certain things of like there was a church that like was torn down or something like that, and some of that has like been put into another space, or you can like see when this was a rooming house instead of like whatever. It's fantastic.
Wow,
that sounds really incredible. Good one.
Yeah, and it ends. It starts over right by that big Catholic cathedral on Gough. Mm-hmm. Or is that Franklin Gough?
Yeah,
And ends at the Fillmore Center. And
self-guided tour, you can do it anytime. It's self-guided. You can go do it right now.
Go do it right now. I mean, I wouldn't recommend right now. It's a little cold and wet out. But like, me and my wife and a couple friends, we did it during peak pandemic time.
And what's the name again?
It's Museum of the Hidden City.
Awesome.
It's fantastic.
Museum of the Hidden City. It comes right up when you Google it. It looks like cehidden.city. cehidden.city. Great one. We'll be right back after this short break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, I'm going to take it in a different direction and throw something to the kids who might be listening despite the explicit label. So it's the Rare San Francisco Museum with an always free admission, but the Randall Museum is one of those. It's free always, and it's a small museum that's very kid-friendly, focuses on science, nature, and the arts. It has various events like learning how volcanoes explode, to launching rockets, to making paper lanterns, and meeting animal keepers. It's in a beautiful location in Corona Heights Park with great views of the city, plus hiking trails, a playground, a picnic area, and tennis and basketball courts to round out your day. So I think that would be a great place to go with or without kids. Great views of the city and lots of fun to be had for no money.
I used to, my cousin lived at the very top of State Street, and State Street's one of the streets you take up to get there. And like years ago when I broke up with a girlfriend and I moved out, I moved on my cousin's couch, and she lived at the very top of that street, and I'd have to walk up that. It was before there was Uber and Lyft and all that stuff.
You could get it.
I hate that street so much. it's like a half mile long, three quarters of a mile long, and it's one of the long, it's probably one of the longest streets in San Francisco in terms of a hill. But I love that museum.
Yeah.
I just hate that street.
There's got to be a transit line though. What's the transit
27
line?
The Corbett I think goes there. Is that 27 or 37?
I can look it up.
Yeah,
but
I
still,
think it's 37.
I wasn't that smart.
Yeah, it's a 37 Corbett up there, so you don't need to take an Uber or hike
or walk
or
all
give yourself
up State
a heart
street.
Attack.
Yeah.
Okay, Stuart, you're up.
There's, you know, one of the great things about the city is there's so much public art, as you talked about.
Uh-huh.
There's murals everywhere. And so you can go on self-guided walking tours, checking out the murals all around the city. You can go to sfmuralarts.com, and it has a whole list, including photos and addresses, you know, GPS, all that, of all the murals.
Oh, cool.
And you get to go. You can either, like, you know, put together a group of friends and do it, go by yourself, go for a long walk. I mean, this is a great city to walk. I walk everywhere.
Yeah,
and,
me too.
So it's just,
except up State Street.
Except fucking State Street. Damn it. Every time I go by that street, I just kind of shake my fist. So take yourself on a little mural walk.
Great.
My second is the San Francisco Bay Area Pro-Am Basketball. It's at Kezar Pavilion. It's been going on, I think, 40-plus years. And Kezar Pavilion is this super old pavilion, seats about 4,000. It has hosted boxing. It has hosted two different eras of roller derby. San Francisco Bay Bombers have played there twice. And for 42 years, it's been hosting this pro-am basketball that, I mean, you get such a mix. You get a lot of local, like high school and college top flight players. You have people coming in. You also have NBA players dropping by. Steph Curry has played there, Damian Lillard. Going back, you know, some big ballers from like the 80s and 90s. You never know who's going to be there. You get playground legends. Circus King, I saw him play there. He played for Cal for a couple of years, but he was kind of known more as a high school and street ball guy. And he's like 5'8" and just drained threes from like Steph Curry land before Steph Curry was hitting that like Steph Curry three from 4 feet beyond the line. So much fun. It's free. Free with an asterisk, because parking there is impossible and just getting there is kind of a pain. It's Golden Gate Park. I mean, you can get there, you can bike there, whatever. But if you're going to go there in a car, I don't recommend it. I recommend public transportation or taking your bike there or walking. But so much fun. Starts in June, goes for a couple of months. Again, no guarantees that like Klay Thompson's going to show up.
Well, then.
But he might. You know, you just never know. And I've seen some big stars there just absolutely randomly. I try to go every year or two. So San Francisco Bay Area Pro-Am. You can find out more at sanfranciscoproam.com. And it's free.
I love that pick. My 9-year-old, as you know, is obsessed with basketball and the Warriors, and he's always wanting to go to games, but it's so expensive to go see the Warriors with a family of four. Like,
oh, I bet.
Crazy. So maybe that will placate him over the summer.
Don't tell him Steph Curry's going to be there, because it happens like once every few years with him, but there's a good chance that you're going to see some really high-level basketball there, and it's just a great venue.
Is it my turn again?
Yeah, you got right. You're number four, I think.
All right, we have San Francisco Popos. They are privately owned public open spaces.
Yeah, John King's written about those in the article.
They're all over the city. We did an article recently that's the 6 best rooftops open to the public in San Francisco on brokeasstewart.com. That like is, you know, so part of these companies, these buildings being built, is they have to like have X amount of space for public space, whether it's public art and whatnot. And so they have, they're all over the city, especially downtown. And, you know, it might be like a rooftop, and like there's like a rooftop over at the Crocker Amazon Galleria. There's, believe it or not, there's a rooftop you can get to that in the Dome downtown. Or Westfield? Bloomingdale's. Yeah, Westfield. There's a rooftop you can get through there.
Oh, I didn't know what? That.
Yeah.
We should it's go like over there right after this.
It's like a block away.
Yeah.
You could have recorded there. Oh, no, it's raining.
With all the hail. So, yeah, so there's all these public, privately owned public open spaces, popos. Not those popos that that you can go to, and you can just Google San Francisco popos, and it'll come up.
Love
that's
it.
Amazing. I think a lot of these things were built like they don't want people to find mm-hmm. them.
Oh yeah, for sure. They don't want me there for sure.
Yeah, but they didn't count on brokeassstewart.com, you know, revealing all this. That's awesome. I didn't know there was one at Westfield. We should go get lunch there.
Yeah,
sometime.
Definitely.
All right, that was an awesome one. Very good. I think this is your last one, Heather.
Okay. I have some more at the end I'll just mention. We can do honorable
okay.
mentions.
Sure.
My last regular one is the Board of Supervisors, which doesn't always make smart decisions, did recently make the Great Walkway permanent in its current configuration
yes.
for a few more years at least. And so I suggest pick a Friday where you can cut out of work early because the road closes to cars at noon. Then go there... you could take roller skates or just walk, or you could bike. There's so many ways to get up and down. But it's 4 miles round trip, so I think you should do 2 miles out, 2 miles back on the Great Walkway and bring a picnic and then have a picnic on Ocean Beach with some wine or beer, whatever, at sunset.
I might find you there after my acid trip.
Yeah, that would be like the best way to start your weekend.
I have one more. Is that me?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there's San Francisco City Walking Tour, City Guide Walking Tours. San Francisco mm-hmm. City Guide Walking Tours. And basically, there's a bunch of people who volunteer to take people out on walking tours. And I think you've got to go to sfcityguides.org, and you can sign up for different walking tours. And there are mural tours, but there are also like history tours.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been going on for decades. They've been going on since when I first put out my first zine, I think.
Yeah. Our former editor-in-chief, Audrey Cooper, was a City Guides tour guide. Remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, in her spare time.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, I think it's run through the library system, and I didn't know they were free.
I didn't know
that
either.
That's amazing. Like, if you were a tourist, like, why would you pay for a tour when you have these free ones? And I'm betting that the history on them is going to be pretty airtight.
Actually,
as opposed
accurate.
To... you hear the people going by in the double-decker bus, and just, like, in passing by, usually they get, like, two things wrong.
Yeah, for sure.
So, City Guides, good one. Well, my last one is... And this is one that you should spend some money there, but it's free, and you can go around and look around if you want. If you have a few quarters, bring them with you. Musée Mécanique.
Oh, fantastic.
I can't believe this place doesn't have an admission. Again, bring $10 in quarters. Give them all the money when you can. But if you can't, just heading over there and... checking out people. They're going to be putting money in these musical instruments. You've got Laugh and Sal. There's so many things to see there and enjoy. I think all of that tourist area, people think tourist trap, it's so expensive. It's only as expensive as you make it. That part of the city has actually got a lot of stuff that you can just go and hang, and you don't have to pay those street performers. You know, you should once in a while if you have the money.
And then
sea lions.
I was just going to say, go listen to the sea lions.
Go check out the sea lions. Go for a swim in the bay at Aquatic Park. There's like a ton of free stuff to do in the place that's stereotyped as the most expensive place in the city. But Musée Mécanique, I mean, it's such a San Francisco experience. They have San Francisco history there. All of these fantastic things from Playland and Sutro. And you just walk right in and the admission's free.
I love that place so much.
Yeah,
it's so cool.
It's a good one. I knew that was going to be on your list, but I didn't steal it.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
Here's a little secret about the wharf, because, you know, we're always like, oh, bubblegum shrimp. Who needs to go to bubblegum shrimp, right? But if you go to the end of Fisherman's Wharf, or you go to the pier, what is it, Pier 39, right?
Uh-huh.
At the very end, there's an arcade called, like, I don't know what it's called, just some arcade. And it's a sports bar / arcade. And if you go to the very behind in there, there's a little tiki bar in the back.
Ooh.
It's like a hidden tiki bar with a view of the whole bay, like an Alcatraz. And Marin, it's beautiful. And you're like, you have to navigate like a sports bar. And like bros and kids and stuff, you know, because it's arcade. But it's kind of hidden gem out there in Fisherman's Wharf.
Oh.
Nice.
Wow.
Jeez, that's a good
one.
You have so many good ones. I should have taken notes. I was thinking to myself, but I'm like, oh, it's a podcast.
We're recording
it. I could just listen to it again. Well, we're finishing up, but let's just throw out any others that we've got on the list. Any honorable mentions, Heather?
Yeah, I had a long list. There's so many free things to do in this city.
Yeah.
I also would say walk across the Golden Gate Bridge. People have mixed feelings about the De Young Museum because they spent so much money trying to kill a car-free JFK. But the tower is always free. When the museum's open, you can go up in that tower and get 360-degree views of the city, hike the Crosstown Trail, which we've done. I would suggest breaking it down into at least three different walks because it's 17 miles long.
That's a lot of walking.
I think the first and last segments are the best.
Where does it start and end?
At Candlestick Point to Land's End, so it's diagonally across the city.
Like Candlestick Point through McLaren is a great one because people, you don't usually go to that part of the city, and it's got a lot of good sights.
A lot of hills.
And then the very end is lovely, that last clip. I'm sorry, keep going.
No. Also, there's that new program called Gardens of Golden Gate Park Pass, so all city residents always get free admission to the Japanese Tea Garden, Botanical Gardens, and the Conservatory of Flowers.
Hell yeah.
So that's great. I wrote the other day about the Bay Lights. They are breaking and will go dark in March. There's an effort to bring them back, but
they
take a walk on the Embarcadero at night to see them before they're gone in early March. And this is only for kids. Adults still have to pay to ride Muni, but kids always ride Muni for free. So kids can get free rides anytime on historic F cars.
That's but then if you're trying to be free, what are you doing? Are you like jogging alongside? You probably could. The F car is so slow.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, I don't think the fare inspectors can legally detain you, so you can just run. If they try to get you, just run.
Those are all fantastic. I don't have any extras except I did mention I was serious about swimming in the bay. That's like a fun thing to do. Just like
you didn't seem like you liked it the first time.
It sounds cold.
It's an experience. I mean, I'm glad I did it. I'll put it that way. I wasn't having fun while I almost drowned.
Tell Stuart about the very end. We went swimming together in the bay several months ago, super early, freezing cold. Tell him about the end of your swim.
So we were with the Green Apple guys, and so we were swimming with some of them, but then one of the Kevins, or two Kevins, was waiting on the beach. So I came back. I'm not a great swimmer. I came back early and found myself struggling. I'm like trying different strokes, and I knew he was up on the beach. So at one point where I wasn't sure if I was going to make it, I turned to him and said, "Hey, Kevin, just be ready. I may need help." And he's like, "Okay, that's cool, but I think you could stand up right now." So I hadn't been swimming in a long, long time, and I had these goggles on that they were like kind of like concave. So he looked like he was like a quarter mile away, but I lifted up the goggles and he was like 30 feet away.
And you stood up and it was like to your knees. Like,
it wasn't to my knees. It was like to my waist, you know.
I knew that. You knew that.
Yeah, don't exaggerate, Heather. But anyway.
That is really funny.
Yeah, but it was free. Well, do you have any honorable mentions?
Just this is a small city. It's only 7 miles by 7 miles. I walk most places, assuming I have the time. Just walking in itself is a treat, you know. One of my favorite things to do, I do this every day I can when it's not raining or whatever. I go for like at least 1 hour walk and listen to a podcast. I'm learning a lot about the Russian Revolution right now.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
Shout out to Mike Duncan. So just literally walking. That's my favorite thing to do.
Me too. Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome. Well, this was so much fun. I think we might need to do not for the third week in a row, but later in the year maybe you'll come back and have more free.
Yeah.
Free suggestions. Summertime free suggestions. How about that?
Yeah. I'm very glad that we brought you on. It brought an energy that, you know, frankly, this podcast needed today.
We were so waterlogged and freezing.
It is cold out there. Well, if you're listening, please find me all over the internet, Brokeass Stewart on Instagram and Twitter and, all those places.
Well, Facebook. Thanks for coming in and stay dry.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for the book.
Yes.
Slouching Toward Neverland, which is available at
shop.brokeassstewart.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Stewart.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the San Francisco Chronicle. Our music today is from the Sunset Shipwrecks, Castro organ player David Hegarty, and cable car bell ringing from 8-time champion Byron Cobb. Support Total SF in the newsroom that creates it by investing in a digital Chronicle edition. It's less expensive than you think at sfchronicle.com/pod.
Loved it. I miss that so much.